pull. And it triggered something in me. And I thought, maybe now's the time. Oh. Maybe I should take Beethoven seriously.
Yeah. Leif Ove Andsnes begins a four-year journey through the music of Beethoven with two of his finest piano concertos. Radio 3, live in concert, Tuesday night at 8.
I should be good. And the following night, Benjamin Grosvenor will be playing the piano in Bournemouth, the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, playing Grieg's piano concerto as part of our concert there, 7:30 on Wednesday evening. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM and on digital radio. It's now 11 o'clock.
Hello, I'm Claire Martin and welcome to a special edition of Jazz Lineup coming from the Claw Ballroom at the South Bank Centre as part of this year's London Jazz Festival. The festival's been running for 20 years and 2012 marks the 12th year of its association with BBC Radio 3. On today's programme, we'll be featuring a solo set from the brand new BBC Radio 3 New Generation Jazz Artists, whose sound has been described as powerful lyrical, but with a sound world that ranges from the austere to the ecstatic saxophonist Trish Clues. And the spiritual jazz sounds of saxophonist Larry Stoneface Stabbins' outfit, featuring the magic of the award-winning pianist Zoe Rahman. Well, first on the bill today, a pianist who has performed and recorded with many of the most highly regarded jazz musicians in the UK and the US, and has been widely recognised as an exciting arrival on the UK jazz scene. He's composed music for films that have starred Forest Whitaker and Colin Firth, and he's just recorded his second album in New York, which will be released next March. Opening with his tune, Bad Science, please welcome Sam Crowe on piano and keyboards, Adam Waldman on soprano sax, Will Davis on guitar, Jasper Hoiby on bass, Dave Hamlet on drums, the Sam Crowe Group!
Thank you. Thanks very much. I'm not going to talk too much because we don't have a huge amount of time, but thank you very much for being here. Thanks for to the BBC for having us. It's a real honour and a privilege to be part of this. And thanks to Sirius for once again putting on an incredible festival every year. It just blows my mind. It's so inspiring. And so thank you to them. We're playing new music from a record that we did in February that comes out in March, so look out for that. And that first one was called Bad Science, and we're going to carry on with the title track from the album. This is called Towards the Center of Everything. Thank you.
the Sam Crowe Group.
Thank you very much.
Fabulous, the Sam Crowe Group. And I'm pleased to say that Sam joins me now for a quick interview. That was fantastic, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Tell me about your band, where did you meet them?
Just here in London. Some Adam I went to college with, and Jasper I just met along the way. Dave is Hamlet, is a new addition. Last couple of years I got to know him, and Will I met through Adam. They're old school friends.
Okay, great. So in my introduction to you, I mentioned that you'd written some film scores. How did you get into writing music for film?
I have an actor friend who's a mutual friend of mine and Adam's, actually, who started making his own films, and there was a situation where I was able to write some songs for a film that he featured in, and then he made his own thing, and I wrote the score for that, and then I kind of started, the web started building a bit.
But that web ended at Colin Firth, that web, I mean, Forest Whitaker, I mean, they're heavyweights.
They are, yeah.
So what inspires you in that field? I mean, do you split your time writing for this kind of combo and do film music? I mean, how do you manage your time with those two?
Well, I love to perform. I mean, I love to compose as well, but really I want to play my music. And the film thing is a different thing. It kind of feels like a different process, but I still love it. It's kind of like DJing in a way. Okay. You know, the kind of music you put on in the room will create that vibe, and then the same as with picture, you have a certain thing happening. Whatever the music you put to it is going to shape it in some way. So it's a really enjoyable process, it's a creative process.
Tell us about your second album. I know your first album was met with much critical acclaim, and your second album's just been recorded in New York. How exciting.
Yes.
Where did you do that? Which studio? And
in Systems 2 in Brooklyn, which is a great studio, great history. Many, many amazing albums come out of there. And, it was just a real privilege
so
to...
You took everyone over there?
I took Adam and Will, and then the bass player was Alan Hampton, who plays with Gretchen Palato and Robert Glasper. And the drummer is Mark Juliana, who's worked with Avishai Cohen for a long time, and now Brad Meldow. And just really very lucky. And then Will Vinson, the alto player, who's a British guy who lives in New York. But just a real treat.
Yeah, fantastic. So what label are you on? Who's
Whirlwind. Whirlwind Recordings, yeah.
Fabulous. Yeah. So you must be really pleased with the press that you've gained and everything that's going on in your career.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself for next year? What goals have you got set?
The festival circuit really is the next thing for me in Europe. You know, it's been great to play around in the UK, and I love the fact that so many people are interested in what we're doing. You know, I really feel like I'm part of a generation that's making some really interesting music coming out of London, and people are into it. And you know, it's just a pleasure to be able to do that. But moving it more worldwide is the next is the next step.
What do you think of the British jazz audiences? Do you think that the music is well supported? Do you feel like, I mean, you know, the last few years especially, are you gathering a following? Do you have to be very aware of social networking? Are you one of those people that's very good with...
Yeah, you got to. That's part of the whole thing, and you got to stay on top of it. But I got to say, I'm massively impressed this week. Like, so many people coming out and so much interest. It's... You know that we do this all year round, right? but yeah, it's been incredible. So many sold out shows, and there's a great energy during London Jazz
Festival.
Fantastic.
What about gigs for you coming up? Where can we come and? I'm sure we'll follow you around now. I mean, it's the deepest, darkest depths of Wales and everything. But where else are your gigs?
I'm working on a new project actually that's got some things coming up in December. It's more of a synthesizer beatsy type thing. But next year when the album comes out, there'll be a launch in March in London, and then there'll be a bunch of stuff around the country.
Great. So. Well, we wish you every success.
Thank
continued
you very much.
Success. Please thank Sam Crowe again, please.
Thanks
thank
a lot.
You. Brilliant, thank you. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM online and on DAB Digital Radio. And remember, you can catch us on the BBC iPlayer for the next 7 days. I'm Claire Martin, and we're broadcasting from the Claw Ballroom at the South Bank as part of the 2012 London Jazz Festival. So, next up, I'm really looking forward to this, a saxophonist who has received much praise for her integrity, ambition, and sheer talent, and has made a very impressive start to her jazz career. With two critically acclaimed albums under her belt, she's also curated her own festival, and this year she was named BBC Radio 3's New Generation Jazz Artist. I'm thrilled for her. Please welcome to the stage Trish Clues on saxophone, Chris Montague on guitar, Ryan Treblecock on bass, and James Madron on the drums. Trish Clues!
Thank you very much. That was a quartet version of a larger ensemble piece, which features on my album that's just come out this autumn. We're going to continue with the first track from that album called Atlas.
Thank you. And Trish Clues, thank you very much for listening.
Trish Clues Quartet. Well, I'm thrilled to say Trish joins me now for an interview. Congratulations, Trish.
Thank you.
That sounded brilliant. Tell us about the music you just played. Are they new compositions or...?
Sort of, yeah. They're new to the world, anyway. we've just released... I've just released my second album with these guys, and we've just been touring the UK performing all this wonderful music. So the first tune you heard, we've actually been playing with Gwilym Simcock and a string quartet on some of the gigs. But we've managed to do like a little reduced version, so it's easier for smaller venues.
Did you write all of those tunes?
Yeah, these are all mine.
I have to ask you, you've become, whether you like it or not, a real role model for young girls trying the saxophone, perhaps. I mean, great to have more women in jazz. How do you feel about that? Are you proud to sort of...
Yeah, I'm very, very happy to encourage anyone that might need a bit of, you know, because it takes a lot of confidence to do this kind of thing, I think. I'm not sure if that's because I'm a girl or not, but I think it does.
Did you start with saxophone initially, or did you have another instrument?
I started on piano when I was about 4. My parents were adamant that music should be in my life. And then I started clarinet, I think, when I was about 10. And then the saxophone came a few years later after I'd seen a Big Band gig. And I just really love the tenor saxophone, so that's great. How that started.
I know that you've worked quite a lot with the great Ian Ballamy. Who else do you inspires you?
Well, Wayne Shorter was a massive influence for me when I was about 17, 18, and it's just really continued, just his whole approach to the saxophone, to composing, life in general. Yeah. So he's a huge hero. But in more recent times, Joe Lovano has been a massive influence. And I just fell in love. I've always liked Lester Young, but for some reason, after I left college, I just suddenly fell in love with him as well. So, like, now I, you know, that's something I like listening to a lot, because it's so different.
That's really broad, broad answer. You see, yeah. So I know you've done a workshop here today as part of the festival. How did that go? Was it well attended? And what did you teach them?
Yeah, well, basically my main thing with students, whether they're starting out or whatever level they're at, is just getting this idea of sound across to people and making sure that they're thinking about their embouchure and technique and etc. Not, you know, to be boring, but literally just because if you've got an instrument and you can make a nice sound on it, it doesn't matter how simple or how complicated what you play, people want to hear that. But if, you know, if you've kind of spent loads of time thinking about your finger technique and just rolling through your grades and not actually thought about the sound that you're making and the idea that you're a performer right from the start, like as soon as you start playing an instrument, you know, you can be a performer right from then. And
what was the standard good today? Was it well attended?
Yeah, no, it was. It was good. Yeah, they were all there, very good. Very, you know, I mean, obviously, just the fact that they're here means that they want to know more and they want to get involved. And
did you end up with Sea Jam Blues at the end?
No, we didn't actually today. Surprisingly, I think we finished up with them. I was sort of trying to help them write their own melodies because a lot of them hadn't had the confidence or the, I don't know, the thought to write their own music before. So I got them all sort of starting to write a piece and thinking about how to approach that.
It's congratulations again for becoming the BBC Radio 3 New Generation Jazz Artist. I'm sure everyone
is
wishing you well and supporting you. Trish Clues, everybody. Trish Clues and her quartet. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM, online and on DAB Digital Radio. And remember, you can catch us on the BBC iPlayer for the next 7 days. I'm Claire Martin, and we're broadcasting from the 2012 London Jazz Festival from the Claw Ballroom at the South Bank Centre. But time now for our final band, and to an artist who was born in Bristol and started playing the saxophone at the age of 11. He started a long association with pianist Keith Tippett when he was just 16, and throughout his career has worked with many great names of British jazz, including Tony Oxley, John Stevens, Roy Ashbery, and vocalist Tracy Thorne and Juliet Roberts. Please give a very warm welcome to Larry Stabbins on saxes and flute, Zoe Rammons on the piano, Carl Rashid-Abel on bass, Damien Rudds on the drums, and there he is, Crispin Spry Robinson on percussion. Stoneface Stabbins! Sure. Larry, thank you so much. That was, of course, Africa. Thanks for being here. It's a pleasure to meet you. Tell us about the band and the lineup and how you met them.
Well, I met all of them through playing in Jerry Dammer's Spatial AKA Orchestra. Spry I've known for a lot longer than that because we had the same manager when he was in Galliano and I was in Working Week. So I've known him for a very long time. But the rest of them, basically I nicked Jerry Dammer's rhythm section. Yeah.
Okay. But what about your fantastic pianist and congratulations to Mobo Award winning Zoe Rahman over there.
Absolutely. No, she's amazing. I'm really pleased that she's prepared to play with me. I think she's fantastic.
So before you go back to play, thank you very much to Larry Stoneface. Let's give him a round of applause as they play
Yellow Brick Road.
Thank you. or is he able? Thank you.
gentlemen, ending tonight's programme, Stoneface Stubbins, featuring Larry Stubbins on saxes and flutes, Zoe Rahman on piano, Carl Rashid Abel on bass, Damien Rods on the drums, Crispin Spry Robinson on percussion. A huge thank you to all of our bands today, the Sam Crow Group, the Trish Clues Quartet and Stoneface Stubbins for their performance as part of this year's London Jazz Festival in association with BBC Radio 3. Plus our thanks to our audience and all the staff here at the Claw Ballroom for making us feel so welcome. Remember, you can go to the Jazz Lineup homepage and there you'll see a link to our Listen Again feature where you can enjoy the experience again for the next 7 days. Next week on Jazz Lineup, please join us for a very special tribute concert celebrating the music of the influential British composer bandleader Graham Collier. And remember, the coverage of the London Jazz Festival continues on BBC Radio 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday night at 11. And this week he features a concert set by drummer Jack DeJohnette, recorded at this year's London Jazz Festival. From me, Claire Martin, and all the team, until then, bye-bye. Thank you.
I'm now for Radio 3 Through the Night. Welcome from me, Susan Sharp. A concert of English music, nearly all of it from the 20th century, opens the programme this morning. John Wilson conducts the BBC Concert Orchestra in rarely heard pieces by William Alwyn, Ralph Vaughan Williams, York Bowen and Hubert Parry. Here first is an overture in the form of a serenade, which Alwyn completed in 1946. It's for soprano, wordless choir and small orchestra. And in it, Alwyn pays tribute to Holst and Vaughan Williams, both men of Gloucester, by quoting from Holst's ballet The Perfect Fool and Vaughan Williams' Pastoral Symphony. The soprano soloist is Michaela Haslam. Thank you. William Alwyn's overture Men of Gloucester. Michaela Haslam was singing with the London Chorus and John Wilson conducted the BBC Concert Orchestra. Vaughan Williams' heroic elegy and triumphal epilogue for orchestra is the next work, music from the very beginning of the 20th century. The biblical quotation at the head of the score, "Terrible as an army with banners," could well be a reference to the Boer War, which was then in progress.